gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions. We're open to your comments and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats, and I've got three of them, than with Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy five-pack saucy tureen snack your cats will fall in love with. It's free of artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. You can find it at vitacraft.us. You can find it in pet stores, or you can order it at walmart.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats are teaming up with Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off. It's a discount by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. These are treats for your dogs that are also supplements. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen at TalkinPets.com. And also you can find us on Alexa. Just say Alexa, CRN4. Tune in. This is Talkin' Pets.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream wish to come true. If only I could have a puppet, I'd call myself so very lucky just to have some company.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401.
Why are you guys making fun of me?
I think we're going to get flagged by Facebook soon.
Yeah.
Why?
Never mind.
Huh?
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. But if you've got a training question or a behavior question, pick the phone up, give us a call, 818-818-6401. So... Jasmine the dog trainer. That's where you can be found off of the show.
JasmineTheDogTrainer.com.
Well, I think people know that by now. Well, then again, it could be dog. It could be dog.
Yes, exactly.
US. So, correcting bad behavior with a dog. Give us an example. Like, do you have to correct that bad behavior with the dog right after the dog does it? Or can you do it after you find it? Like, say you walk into the room.
No.
And something's ripped apart?
Okay, so here, this is what happens with things like that. If we walk into a room and we discover that your dog ripped apart one of your books, okay, the dog is not actively ripping the book apart. There's nothing that you can say or do that will help the dog understand that you are upset because they tore something up.
Okay, interjection.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times when you see dogs, like, in real life or even mm-hmm. on a movie or a commercial or whatever, but when you walk into the room and the dog is in there, they put their head down like,
they read body language. So most of the time they are responding to your reaction. Okay. So the thing with dog behavior is if we walk in and like I've got my hands on my waist and I'm looking at the dog, giving a certain look, you don't even necessarily have to say anything, but obviously they understand when your tone is negative as well. But when we, our body posture is saying that we are displeased, they're like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. But the other part of it is if it's something that the dog has done multiple times and maybe they did get caught one time and we, you know, interrupted them. They understood that we didn't like what they did, but they continue to do it because the environment is rewarding them. It was satisfying for them to rip that magazine apart. So that reinforces it. When the environment is the reinforcer, like if a dog counter surfs and grabs your sandwich off of your plate when you're not in the room, they got something really, really good. So the chances of them practicing that behavior again is much higher than if they jumped up and they weren't successful getting the food that was on the plate, right? Okay.
So there was no reward.
Right, right. So if they enjoy, I call them paper shredders, if they are a paper shredder and they really like, we just have to make it unavailable. We have to work on a leave it, but that doesn't mean that the dog is not going to try to go for those things when you are not in the room because they're opportunists. So we have to make things that they are more likely to go for unavailable totally until it phases out. With a puppy, phases last much shorter periods of time, but depending on how long the dog has practiced that behavior, that window is a little more broad. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, do you find, though, I mean, and every dog has their own personality, you know, even breed specific or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But have you worked with a dog or a breed, let me put it out on a breed, that you find to be less as intelligent than a certain other breed?
Well, yeah, but
like, what would you say was, and I'm just using, you know, I mean, it's just you, but I'm not just, you know, everybody's different and they train different dogs, but I'm just curious. Because we interviewed many, many moons ago Stanley Coren, and he brought out a book, and it was called The Intelligence of Dogs. And the way he found out how all these breeds of dogs, he ranked them from one to whatever. And the smartest dog happened to, well, it's kind of a given, the Border Collie. Very intelligent dog.
Yeah.
But according to his book, the dumbest dog was the, what's the Fabio dog? No, it went in my head and went out of my head. The one with
Afghan?
The long Afghan. Thank you very much. The Afghan hound.
So I feel like with, like, even with humans, okay, what are we qualifying as being intelligent? Because intelligence...
Why'd you look at Devin?
I didn't look over there. You did. Why are you starting things, John?
Just kidding, Devin.
So, like, what is it that we're trying to get this dog to do? Are we trying to get them to do complex behaviors, like tricks? Are we trying to get them to jump through hula hoops? Like, obviously, it's not going to be an English bulldog. But, you know, if we want a dog that's going to be able to ride a skateboard, then an English bulldog. But it really just depends on what we are considering intelligent. What are you what are the qualifications
for? Well, I guess one thing is like, is there sometimes for people, when is the I give up time? Like if they want to teach your dog to ride a skateboard.
Yeah.
Like maybe certain breed or certain type of dog won't get it.
It's certain temperament. So there's definitely things that are common within, you know, certain breeds and, you know, but it doesn't mean that they all fit into that. So just because even golden retriever, okay, they are retrievers, right? There are some golden retrievers that will not retrieve.
Well, no, I mean, I had a beagle. I mean, they are, you know,
yeah. So
hunters, and this dog ran the other way if it saw a rabbit.
If we're talking about, like, most of the time when people say a dog is intelligent or isn't intelligent, it's how responsive they are to what humans typically want from them, right? For, like, a companion dog, we want a dog that, like, wants to be with us and is not super independent, so that would rule out a Basenji because they're very independent and described as being cat-like, so is a Shiba Inu.
Did you hear what she said about you, kitty?
So if we are looking at sight hounds, they're not as responsive as a beagle would be because they have been bred for specific aspects of their temperament for the job that they were bred to do. So, you know, a golden retriever does tend to be more of like a family dog because they're just happy-go-lucky, want to play with, you know, the kids and the family and stuff like that. But it doesn't mean that they're all...
But I heard that, like, Golden Retrievers, great dogs, great family dogs, beautiful dogs.
But it just depends.
But they're jumpy.
Yeah, but also, there are some that are aggressive. There are some that are not super social. It's just typically they've tried to breed that within those dogs. So I always proceed with caution when somebody asks, like, what dog is the smartest and what is the dumbest dog? Because they're all intelligent in their own way, and it really just depends on what you want from them.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. We're open to your calls, your training questions, your behavior questions. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
And we want to talk with you.
Tell me what happened.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton have added a furry new member to their family. In an Instagram post, Stefani revealed that she and her husband have a new kitten named Corn Shelton, giving him the Boys Round Here singer's last name. Stefani explained that they found the cat in poor shape, so they decided to take him in and aid him back to health. The day he showed up to our home, he was hardly alive and so sick, she explained, saying that with a lot of love and nurturing, he became a healthy kitten. In the video, Corn is seen wrapped up in a blanket, looking weak and in rough shape. The clip then jumps to the kitten walking around and meowing, appearing to be much healthier. He's doing incredible, getting fat, Shelton can be heard saying in the background. In the part of the video, Corn is seen laying on another cat, and in a clip, he meows loudly, seemingly adjusting well to his new home. We're so grateful he's a part of our family, Stefani wrote at the end of her caption. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world, 'cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear, for only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free, but that ain't gonna work for me.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
So that was Blake Shelton and his wife.
Gwen Stefani?
Exactly. Oh. I wanted you to say Gwen Stefani.
I wasn't aware you wanted me.
You forgot. Like, I was like, you've been talking about it all show.
I was sharing.
Oh.
I got Kitty in my lap right now. My cat's in my lap. Oh, Shadow. She's always got to be a part of everything. So.
Yeah.
But, by the way...
Let the games begin!
I'm going to play an animal sound, which I think is actually pretty simple. Easy. So, if you win it, you can take a prize. You can go with Vitacraft. We have lick and lap treats for your cats. Or you could go with purr sticks, which are the rippable ones. They're like big sticks that you rip apart and you can give them to your cats. So you can go with those. You can go with the Good Pets Foods Daily Probiotic Multivitamin and Hip and Joint Plus. Thank you very much. You can go with that from Good Pets Foods. Those are supplement treats. You can go with a turtle pendant, a piece of jewelry that we have. You can go with a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD about reptiles. You can go with a collapsible water bowl. It comes in four different colors from Talkin' Pets. It has our logo on it. Or you can go with Devin's calendar from pageaday.com, which are dogs on vacation.
He's giving your calendar away.
Yep. So you can go with one of those. You can pick whatever you want. Just if you won something in the last couple of weeks, pick something different. If you can identify what creature makes this sound. What creature makes that sound? So, pick up the phone, give us a call if you think you know what that is. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. You know, there's a lot of times where you find stray kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been told a lot of times is that if you do see a kitten out there and about, it's best to leave it alone because the mother might be close by. And then if you snatch the kitten up and it's too young, it's not going to get the nurturing from the mother that it needs to survive. So the problem is with young kittens, and I know this for a fact because I went through it, 50% of kittens that you take to young don't always make it under human care. That's why it's so important that they have the mother's milk, they have her heat, the nurturing.
It's better to trap the mom in.
If you can, or else just leave the kitten alone. But you can observe the kitten to see if the mom comes around after a while. But, you know, as long as the kitten's not in any kind of danger, there's a lot of times that the mom is around there. So it's best to leave them alone.
Do you still have the ones
I know
that
it's hard.
Come to
yeah.
your house?
Yeah.
Have you seen them since the storm?
I did, you know, and I was wondering after, like, when we got the floods here, like, 8 feet of water came down my street, and I thought, you know, I wondered about the stray cats, but cats, you know, they're pretty resilient. They can climb up on anything.
Yeah.
And they did, because I've seen them afterwards. So apparently they did okay with
That's
the storm.
Good.
But, you know, and then now, like I said, we have another one headed this way. I just can't give up. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If you know what that animal sound is, you could be a winner of a prize. So, I kind of think it's easy.
Sounds like a baby. A baby that needs a diaper changed.
818-818-6401. Take a guess, and you could be a winner, and then we'll send you out a prize of your choice. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Now, just so we clarify, because in one of the hours, Christina got she didn't win, so she got something like this.
Are you on medication or something?
So if you don't win, you're probably going to hear something like that.
And it's all...
I keep pitching them and you keep missing them.
Or that. So...
What's that?
Just John being a bully.
Was that cartoon
yep.
Rooster? What's his name? Gosh.
Sylvester?
No.
Something Longlegs. Wasn't it Longlegs or something?
Foghorn.
Foghorn. Yeah.
Longhorn,
Foghorn. Foghorn, Longhorn.
Wait.
Something like that.
Gosh.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So,
Winnie
but yeah,
Jones.
that was from that cartoon. Well, we're going to go out to Illinois, and we're going to talk with Thomas. Hey, Thomas, do you know by chance what this is?
Well, just by taking it, it won't sound like either donkey or
Wait,
Merle.
We can't hear you.
So, like, take a shot at it. Well, I guess...
Is it donkey or burro?
Donkey.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Well,
I thought that one was
like
kind of easy. Exactly.
Do that again.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
All right, John, now your turn.
I sound like a car horn. But no, that was good. So what do you want to go with, Thomas? Do you want to go with a calendar, a book? I mean, what do you think?
Calendar would be fine.
You got the Dogs on Vacation calendar coming to you from pagerday.com. We'll mail that out to you. So, congratulations, and thanks for playing with us.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Thomas. Stay on the line. Speak with Sydney so she gets your address. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We're open to your training and behavior questions, your comments. If you have a story, we'd like to hear it. 818-818-6401.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
States such as Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming are urging the United States Fish and Wildlife Service to remove the grizzly populations from the Endangered Species Act. This potential decision could come into effect as early as January 2025. Additionally, there have been reports of Alaskan officials permitting a helicopter chase that resulted in the killing of 100 bears, including their cubs. It's heartbreaking to see innocent animals being senselessly killed. Do we want to live in a world where such atrocities occur? Or can we strive for a future where endangered wildlife are safeguarded and cherished? Endangered and threatened wildlife rely on our advocacy to ensure their survival. We possess the power to drive positive change. Our voices are influential, and together we can create a lasting impact to protect the innocent and the voiceless. To drive more impact, please call your federal representative and ask him or her to co-sponsor the Protect Act of 2024, H.R. 7840. You can find your federal representative at www.usa.gov/elected-officials. Go to Friends and of the Earth to learn more. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. At Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm John Pasch.
Should I run or should I stand? It's an old debate. Cause sometimes it's a bluff charge and then sometimes it ain't. Can they run downhill? Can they climb a tree? Maybe that's just black bears, I can't remember. Let's see. Should I shut up or should I shout? Maybe try to scare them off. Pretty much most anything I do just piss him off. In the end, it don't matter what you choose to do, of course.
Recent developments in bovine anaplasmosis research have sparked excitement among cattle producers, but also confusion surrounding the current state of vaccine availability. University Products, a long-standing leader in the field of bovine health, has been providing an effective anaplasmosis vaccine for over two decades. This tried and true solution offers protection against the disease, which affects cattle nationwide. A recent announcement suggests that a newly developed vaccine could soon offer protection from bovine anaplasmosis. And while any advancements in combating the disease are welcome, University Products remains confident in its own vaccine's superior track record. The University Products vaccine has been used by producers across the country, offering a long-term solution through an established vaccination schedule. Unlike unproven treatments still in development, University Products vaccine has years of real-world application, minimizing symptoms in infected animals and reducing cattle death. In addition to its reliability, the University Products vaccine is cost-effective and straightforward to administer. With just two doses in the first year and an annual booster, producers can easily incorporate the vaccine into their seasonal cattle health management plans. The U.S. beef industry loses more than $1 billion each year due to bovine anaplasmosis. Symptoms range from anemia and jaundice to decreased milk production and abortion, all of which significantly affect the productivity and profitability of livestock. While there is optimism around new treatments, there is no need to wait for future developments when University Products already offers a solution. As research continues into new treatments for bovine anaplasmosis, University Products remains committed to providing its proven vaccine to the cattle industry. The company encourages producers to explore the full range of solutions available to them, rather than waiting for trials that are still in development. A detailed description of University Products' time-tested vaccine and its method of administration is publicly available for PDF download. For more information on vaccine availability for ranchers and veterinarians, please contact University Products directly. Based in Louisiana, University Products specializes in bovine vaccines. Their bovine anaplasmosis vaccine minimizes clinical signs in at-risk animals, is safe during pregnancy, and requires two initial doses plus annual boosters. Veterinarians can inquire about availability by emailing directly at docndoc@aol.com. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Cows, we're remarkable cows. And wherever we go, it's a fabulous show. Oh, you know we are cows. That's right, we're cows. Such remarkable cows. We can sing very low, we can dance in a row. We are lovely and small. Yes, you know we are cows. If you thought that all we could do was slow move, then you ought to come and see what we do. For we are cows.
We're remarkable cows.
Such remarkable cows.
We're remarkable cows. And where we go, it's quite a show.
Oh, you know we are cows.
Cows, cows, cows.
A turn of the head and a swish of the tail and a tippity tap of the toes.
I love cows. Do you guys like cows?
Yes.
I do. I think they're pretty cool creatures. But their methane gas is not so cool. We have issues with that. So, by the way, pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, even if you're a cow. Well, okay, maybe it, don't think of that. Call 818-818-6401.
This is what I said. You can't handle any more hurricanes. It throws you all off.
So, I want to ask you, walking the dog. Why do so many people have so many problems in walking a dog? Because every time I see people with their dogs, it's like their dog is walking them.
So they never properly leash train them.
So, what is the proper way to restrain your dog?
It's not about restraining them. It's teaching them to walk with you instead of, you know, allowing them to pull the entire walk.
So would you use, like, a close lead?
Well, it's not so much how short the leash is. I don't like having a dog 6 feet ahead of me because, you know, they're walking ahead. We have no level of control. So I like to teach them to walk closer to you, not necessarily forcing them into a heel, but you want to teach them a nice loose leash walk. And I hate retractable leashes. They're dangerous. Please don't use them. Especially if a dog is not leash trained, like a puppy or a super energetic dog. They can injure you. They can injure themselves because if the leash wraps around and tries to retract, it can slice you open, literally. I've seen this one lady had her calf sliced open from the retractable leash going around her leg.
Actually, when you think about it that way, I can see what you're talking about. Because those retractables, it's
They're like a thin. Yeah, it cuts. Even if you look at the package on the retractable leash, there's a warning. It's a picture of a finger being amputated. People don't even look at that. But yeah, it can amputate your finger. It can slice. It can cause horrible lacerations.
Especially, small dog, big dog, but you got a big dog that actually...
They wrap around you with the leash.
And then they run?
Yeah. See a squirrel? Yeah. No, it slices you open.
That's like one of those like horror movies or one of those action movies when they come behind and they get the bad guy with a piece of wire around the neck. Kind of the same thing.
Right. But it's dangerous. So teaching them to walk with you on leash, guess what? Use some treats. The dog, reward the dog for being close to you. We're not forcing them into a heel. We're not, anytime you put tension on the leash, they have, what's it called? Oppositional reflex, where they want to pull against the tension. So you want to keep the leash loose, reward them for being close to you. If they pull, you stop and wait. So they're not gaining anything from pulling. They're losing the ability to move forward. And then once they relax the tension in the leash, reward, reward, reward. That teaches them to walk with you because walking with you pays instead of pulling, getting them to where they want to go. So if a dog is pulling on the leash, it doesn't matter if they have, I don't like the choke collars or anything like that. I don't use them. If they have a regular collar
on. I was going to ask you about that, like the chain collars, the choke ones.
That's awful.
I heard that like a lot of dogs can.
You can collapse their trachea.
Right.
Yeah. So dogs don't understand that it's choking them because they are pulling, right? Obviously, there's a proper way to teach a dog to walk with a choke collar. Most people don't use it the proper way. I don't even like bothering with it. I don't want to hurt a dog to teach them to walk or not pull on the leash. So, even walking them with a regular collar, we can collapse their trachea. We can cause damage because people let the dog continuously pull the entire time they're walking. It's constantly putting pressure on their trachea. And once it's collapsed, there's not really anything that you can do about that. They just hack all the time and, you know,
I told you that pain. I told you the story about the shock collar, right, when I wore it in Las Vegas?
What? Huh? Whoa.
Whoa. So, that took a turn.
So I'm in Las Vegas, and I'm doing my show there from Las Vegas.
Was the show called The Hangover?
Yeah. No, actually the pet show. And this guy came in to do an interview, and he had a shock collar on his dog. That dog did not move. Yeah. It was like a statue the entire time that we were talking. So at one point I said to the guy, excuse me, but do you mind taking that shock collar off your dog? That dog smiled, the tail wagged, and it didn't jump up or anything, but it was happy that that thing was off its neck. And then I asked him, I said, would you put it on my neck? And he did. So I said, I don't want to know when you're going to shock me, but that thing went from like 1 to 30. This was many years ago. I don't know if they've changed since then, but it was like 1 to 30, 30 being the high. And I made it to 4. And on 4, I felt it from my toes into my head.
Yep.
And I was like, if I'm feeling that at 4, what is your poor dog feeling that if you have that set at 15 or 20?
Right. It's
I
awful.
Mean, that's why that dog didn't move. It was scared to death because...
And that's why I do not like them. It's totally unnecessary. We don't have to hurt our dogs to get them to listen to us.
All right. Well,
If you have any dog questions, go to my website, jasminethedogtrainer.com.
Or give us a call right now, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you, or if you got a comment or a question or a story. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
And it's Poop.
Devin, Poop, 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 Devin, Devin, Poop. Devin, Devin, Poop, 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 Devin, Poop. Devin, Poop, 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 Poop.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. C60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of Raid.
Bedford police and fire officials responded to an unusual scene Thursday morning when a large moose was found standing in a swimming pool on Riddle Drive. Authorities were called around 8:45 a.m. after the homeowners found the moose under the pool cover, according to Bedford Police Department. First responders removed the cover, after which the moose walked out of the pool on its own and left the area, heading into the woods, police said. Officials took no further action but urged any residents to contact authorities if they find a moose in trouble on their property. I want to remind residents that moose can be very dangerous animals due to their size, and we appreciate that residents called us this morning to assist with this situation. Bedford Police Chief Daniel Dowdy, we're pleased that no people or animals were harmed in this incident. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Devin Leach.
Mosquitoes. But as day turns to night, something in the air just ain't right. Off in the distance, you hear rustling, shuffling, huffing and puffing. Kinda sounds like a foghorn. Getting closer, time to jog more. Oh boy, is that a caboose? Oh my gosh, there's a moose on the loose.
And you're listening to Talking Pets. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. If you've got a question, comment, or story, we'd like to hear it. 818-818-6401. So, Jasmine.
Yes?
So, I wanted to ask you about aggression, and I wanted to specifically pinpoint it, because there's a lot of different aggressions, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to pinpoint it to the one where feeding your dog or cat, because I've had cats that are aggressive as well. When you go to, like, take the food bowl.
Yeah, resource guarding.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they growl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because, especially with dogs, they'll growl and they'll kind of look at you. Like, they'll have their face tilted a little bit and their eyes are looking at you like, you touch that one more time, I'm going to bite you.
Yeah, they're displaying the body language before they do the growl. So... So with resource guarding, you know, dogs communicate, cats communicate with body language because they don't say words.
I hear my cat all the time.
Well, there's medication for
Thanks.
So, no. So they display body language, right? So not making direct eye contact with you, avoidance of eye contact, leering up at you, whale eyes, ears pinned back, or like super stiff body language. Okay, John, look at you, you're breaking the microphone.
I was demonstrating for the people watching us on Facebook Live.
So all of this body language is displayed before they growl. So the growl happens, and then if we don't listen, guess what happens? You get bit. Because the bite is the last resort. They're warning you, telling you that they have a fear. Resource guarding is anxiety. So it's a fear of having something they deem high value taken away from them. So that's a valuable resource, food. They feel like they need this food. It usually happens with dogs that have, at some point, dogs or cats that at some point have starved or had to fight for food, fend for themselves. So they can become a little possessive of it and feel like they need to protect their food source, right? So it can also happen with other things like bones, and they can resource guard people, but we're talking about food. So with food, what we can do to help, we'll actually just call a professional. You can go to my website. We can set up a Zoom. I never try to tell people to do this on their own, but what I usually have people do and what I work with is having the dog on leash, putting food in the bowl, and you're a safe distance away, you're tossing food toward them, tossing treats toward them while they're eating. What are you looking for? Tossing food toward them while they are eating. So you're tossing a higher value treat toward them so they can view your presence when they're eating with gaining something. They're not losing anything. Okay.
I know there was one training person I know that would use like a mannequin arm.
Yeah, but that's to test them for.
Right.
But that can accelerate the aggression.
Make it worse.
Yeah, if we're trying, because like that's kind of antagonizing them. They do that to test them when they're at the shelter and they're behavior testing them to see what their temperament is like. But when we want to work on a behavior, especially me, when I'm working with my clients' animals, I never trigger the unwanted behavior to correct it because we want to avoid it altogether. So I'll walk them over to a bowl with food in it. Once they start eating, I start throwing high-value treats next to the bowl, or if I can toss them into the bowl, that's great. If I see that their body language is getting a little tense, I work on calling them away from it. So I'll toss a treat on the other side of the floor and have them go chase that and then bring them back over to the bowl, tell them how good they are. But it depends on the level of the resource guarding. Oftentimes I will have my clients hand feed the dog and not put food in the bowl because sometimes dogs will start resource guarding immediately after your hand leaves the bowl with the food in it on the floor. And one lady was being trapped in her kitchen by her Shiba Inu. As soon as she would take her hand off of the food bowl, the dog would...
Snap?
Yeah, well, charge at her and growl and not let her leave the kitchen. So she was, like, one day she told me she was on the countertop for 2 hours because the dog wouldn't let her leave.
And that Chihuahua was mean, wasn't it?
Huh? Shiba Inu.
I was joking.
Oh. But
Chihuahuas can be mean.
No. Well, any dog can.
Shiba Inu is a beautiful dog. I think they're cool.
They're very beautiful. But yeah, so resource guarding is very touchy. We have to make sure that we handle things properly. Contact a professional. Don't try to handle it on your own because you can wind up making it worse or get hurt.
Well, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Congratulations to Thomas out there in Illinois for guessing the donkey. So. I thought it was pretty easy.
And yeah. He heard the sound.
He did know the sound and made it well.
Yeah.
Like that was
really
well. I had a
neighbor
really
that had donkeys. Well, actually, they had one because you can only have one. They'll fight.
Once again, spay and neuter your pets. Help control that pet population. If you're looking to get a pet, go and get one at your local shelter or rescue. And a donkey is actually stronger than a horse of the same size, just so you know. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
We say goodbye for now. Don't forget, you can check out Jasmine after the show at
jasminethedogtrainer.com.
Here's a happy one for you.
Here's an opinion piece for Talking Pets. Are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.